All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. And you look at it, folks, and the timing was impeccable, and quarterback Peyton Manning made the right move in deciding to hang it up as far as his playing career in the National Football League. Now, Manning was set to earn $19 million next season. He will be 40 years of age in a matter of days. But you look at a guy, plain and simple, the mind is still sharp, but the physical tools that he once possessed that made him a five-time NFL MVP are not there anymore. And you look at this last season, Manning was benched, albeit he was hurt for the Denver Broncos, but he came back to help this team win their third Super Bowl championship in franchise history. But you look at the Super Bowl in context, and basically all Manning had to do was go out there and not lose the game for the Broncos, and that was due to the championship defense that he had around him. And I mean, I wasn't really sure if that formula would be able to work for Manning and the Broncos for a second consecutive year as far as winning the Super Bowl. Let's not forget, Manning did miss sometime during the season, and because of that, he came back in the postseason fresh, and then for the stretch run in the playoffs, he was fresh as well, and that made a world of difference. I didn't see, the Broncos paying Manning $19 million just to have him play part of the 2016 NFL season. If you're going to pay a guy that much money, you want him to be out there for all 16 games. So I think it was the right move to make for everybody involved. It's not going to take away from anything that Manning has done on the football field. You look at his 186 wins as a starting quarterback in the National Football League. That's more than anybody else. He only had two losing seasons as a quarterback. You go back to his rookie year in 1998 with the Indianapolis Colts, and then 2001 when the Colts sustained a ton of injuries around Manning and they finished the year with a record of 6-10. But you look at a guy that is the NFL's all-time leading passer with nearly 72,000 yards, 539 touchdown passes to just 251 interceptions, and he also has a career completion percentage of over 65%. So that just lets you know as far as what he has done on the football field. He's a guy that left it all out there. He was a student of the game. He learned a lot from his father, Archie Manning, who was also a quarterback in the National Football League. And now he has gotten to see his little brother, Eli, be the starting quarterback of the New York Giants for over the past decade. So I think Peyton Manning has nothing to be ashamed of. He came to the Denver Broncos a few years ago after the Indianapolis Colts released him and he wanted to get another championship. And you look at the way that John Elway, the Broncos executive VP of football operations, built this team around Manning. They got the two Super Bowls together. And of course, they ultimately won the big game last month. But I look at this situation for Manning. The timing is perfect. Like I said, the physical skills aren't there anymore. You look at the rumors about him possibly having used HGH. Also, the scandal that's going on right now down at the University of Tennessee, and his name has been brought up in that mix as well. So I think right now, if you're Manning, you leave on a high note, you exit stage right, and you put all of that stuff behind you. And at the same time, let's not forget, it's very tough in professional sports. I don't care whether it's boxing, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, you name it. It's very tough, number one, to walk away on your own terms. Number two, it's even more difficult to walk away on your own terms when you go out as a winner. And he was able to do that. Hoisting that Lombardi trophy for the second time last month meant a lot to him. It was his final game. He went out in the same fashion that John Elway ended his NFL career. And I think the timing is right. Now, I don't want to sound like a broken record right here, but you know what? Like the old song, like Kenny Rogers said, you got to know when to hold them and you got to know when to fold them. And this is a situation right here for Manning. He will go down undisputed as one of the greatest players in NFL history. And, you know, you just wish him the best in his next part of his life. I'm sure he's going to be successful at whatever he does, just like he did it on the football field. But a guy that has thrown for over 70,000 yards in the NFL, over 500 touchdown passes and 186 wins. You know what? That's not too shabby for a guy that really did it his way for his entire NFL career. He came in as the first overall pick in 1998. And of course, you saw the difference in careers that he had from the guy that went number two in Ryan Leaf that year. But more importantly, it's very difficult for a player to come into the National Football League as the first overall pick to a very bad team and really put that team on his back for a length of time. And Peyton Manning was the Indianapolis Colts for more than a decade. He brought respectability once again to the Denver Broncos, and he commanded that respect as soon as he stepped into the locker room there back in 2012. There's a reason why John Gruden, the ESPN Monday Night Football analyst, calls this guy the sheriff, because that is what he brought to the table. Respectability. He was a commander-in-chief out there on the football field. I know a lot of people are going to remember him from the Omaha thing. Granted, he wasn't the only quarterback that did that, but the thing is this. Peyton Manning was simply one of the most revered players in the National Football League during his era. You always had to account for him. Love him or hate him, he was simply one of the best. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up here, and I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. Like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. And also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.